Please sit up straight and close your eyes. I'd like for you to imagine that you exist in a time before time itself existed. It feels to you as though you're on a sort of holy pilgrimage, as though something inside you is pushing you along, inspiring you, guiding you, though you're not exactly sure of what the cause of it is. You just know that you need to travel. And it feels to you as though you are the only person on the earth. The earth is a garden of Eden. And as you walk along, you feel in your heart a kind of rising energy. And as the days pass, that energy begins to frame itself into a mantra. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And these simple words effortlessly repeat themselves inside your heart over and over again. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And though you're not exactly sure what this mantra means, it feels to you important that you repeat it. And so as you continue along on your pilgrimage, you repeat this mantra over and over again. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. During the day you walk with the sun beating warm on your back, and you travel through vast plains, across streams and mighty rivers, and all the time you repeat your mantra over and over. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And at night, you lay on the side of a mountain and you watch the purple sunset skies give way to the starlit night and the moon. And over again, your mantra repeats itself inside your heart. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And as the days pass into weeks and the weeks into months, all the time the mantra seems to be unveiling something inside of you, as though it is presenting a part of you to your outer nature, to your conscious mind. and all the time it seems to be intensifying, welling up inside your heart the energy of this mantra. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Until one day, as you walk amongst the forests and the flowers, repeating your mantra, be still and know that I am, be still and know that I am, it strikes you, a revelation, that this mantra is expanding your sense of self into all that is around you, and again all that is inside of you. You feel that you are no longer just a single person on a holy pilgrimage. You feel as though you are also the flowers and the trees and the forests and the oceans and the sky and the stars and the moon. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And on this day you arrive at the bottom of the biggest mountain that you've ever seen. And the mantra is rising in intensity inside your heart. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And you arrive at this mountain. And it strikes you that this is a mountain that you must climb. This is perhaps the start of your journey, your real inner journey. And as you grow more excited about this mountain, you seem to gain energy the higher and higher you climb. It feels to you as though it is becoming more and more effortless. And you repeat over and over again your mantra, which seems to be gaining power. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Higher and higher you climb until the air is thin and the snow is all around you, and your mantra is repeated again and again inside your heart. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Until finally you arrive right near the top of this mountain at a ledge, and you see a tiny fire glowing warm and bright in a cave behind it. And as you look into that fire, it seems to hypnotize you with a power and a warmth that you've never felt before. And as you repeat your mantra, be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. You're entranced by the beauty. And the power of his flame. And then you hear a voice. My child, finally you have come. And you look all around, but you see no one. You have no idea in how many ways I have tried to make myself known to you. And then on the other side of the flames you see a golden form, sage-like. And you ask, who are you? And the voice continues, my child, now that you know what it is to walk, I will show you how to run. And then how to fly. And as you look at that golden form on the other side of the fire, you suddenly find yourself transported, as though you are suddenly inside that golden form. And the voice continues, my child, I am nothing other than the love in all things. I am nothing other than your own innermost self. Be still and know that you are. Be still and know that you are. And suddenly you find yourself feeling as though you have arrived home, as though this is the end point to your pilgrimage. As though, finally, you are. And as you gaze out from the top of that mountain upon the trails that you have travelled, upon the places that you have seen, the flowers that you have smelt, your mantra rises up one more time from inside your heart and repeats itself for the final time. Be still and know that I am.
No matter where you go, I will find you. Sahuwa ya Sahuwa.